Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let me take my reading glasses. Where, you see them in there, Evan?
Well, they're your Gucci frame glasses. They don't look like they're too big for reading glasses. Dude, you got a coat on that makes you look like Han Solo in Empire Strikes Back. I love it. You're going to the Giants game.
I'm going to the Giants game.
Maybe in one of those 1 million pockets you have on in the dead of summer, you might find your readers.
Well, it's probably going to be chilly tonight. Yeah. I don't know where they are, though.
Bring a bat. They could use you. That was a one. Thanks for the chuckle.
All right.
Good morning, Sonny.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Not
good
too
to
much.
See you.
Trying to figure it out.
Figure what out?
The Giants. They cannot HIT.
All right.
And that's what life's about.
We'll see. You okay?
Yeah, they all just right. Hit into some tough luck late in the game. I don't know what you're...
Well, 30 runs over the last 15 games. I can do the math. 1-4-3, Sonny. Come on, man.
I can do the math, too. They're 7-8 in those games.
All right, okay. So the math is still there on the season, but just overall, when you're in a division with the likes of the Padres, with Tatis, Machado, and the Dodgers, and Ohtani, who I got a crush on them, and Freeman, Stani, I just want the Giant fans and myself to be able nightly to watch something offensively with some pizzazz and more flair, but if I can't get that, give us something better than what they're currently doing. Tell me this is a side and it's nothing to see here. Because they're over 500.
They are, yes, they're over 500. They're 6 games over 500.
Talk to me, man.
When have the Giants, since Barry Bonds, had a lineup that was feared with big boy names? That's just kind of not how they do it. We've got ourselves a pitcher's ballpark, but
you still got to score, Stani.
Of course. I think most Giant fans, if you would have said, hey, this is where they're going to be this far into the season, they would say, I'll take it. See, this is and I was talking to Evan about this before you got here. They're not hitting over the last 2 weeks. That's obvious. But they're still right about where we thought, right? What was the goal of this team?
For me, to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're half game out of that third wild card. I think
you can't ignore a theme that might be developing. And that is, Stani, I'm not pointing these guys out, but I just feel like when I watch these certain two individuals bat, it's the same at bat. Every game is Chapman, is Wade Jr., and Yaz. They're not bad ball players. And now your high-priced, hotshot commodity that you brought in from Milwaukee, Stani, he's got 9 errors, one behind Machado, who leads with 10. Like, what's going on there? Those are a lot of guys right now that have holes in their swing.
I mean,
we're talking bases loaded with no outs a couple times last night, second and third, and miss me on how hard a ball was hit. Just, it wasn't a hit.
All right, what? Here's my question. What's different, or what's different about this team, let's say, tangibly, in the past 2 or 3 years? Because I don't know about you, but to me, it feels like essentially they've had the same team.
Even with the addition of Adames.
That's one player.
No, but I thought it would be a domino effect with what he was doing, and it would trickle down to, you know, the guy that plays the hot corner right next to him, Chappie, and just the rest of the gang. And I know it's only June 2nd, Stani, so that may happen, but I'm just telling you, offensively, this team is boring.
I don't know that they're ever going to be exciting with the guys who are out there. Mm. You know, that lineup is not a scary lineup. And I told you, you look at a guy like Willy Adames. I mean, 2 years ago, he hit .217.
And I asked you, that was what month was that? You said on the season.
Yeah, he played 150 games 2 years ago.
So am I, and any Giant fan out there, Stani, overreacting it with the lack of production of the slow start? Because Buster just said it last week, it's early. You come to a new team, but it's more than just him. Just imagine if Ramos and Wilmer Flores weren't doing what they were doing. Then where would this team be at offensively? Like, you're talking about their record, Stani, 600. I mean, they were 11. They were 12, you know? So, I mean, it could change tonight. You could be coming here tomorrow, it could be 5. I don't want to sound like I'm panicking. I guess I'm just jealous. And we talked about you helping me out yesterday with how I'm feeling and all the negativity. I am disappointed in the Giants' bats this early on in the season, and I don't think that's a reach.
I think it's fair to be concerned about the bats, but let's talk about the Giants all the way around. Yeah. And
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And again, they're right where we thought they'd be. Right. They're 6 games over .500. I don't think anybody, you know, the other thing that we've got to get used to here, clearly, is they're just not going to win the division, right? They're just not going to be able to win the division. So that is always going to...
Well, you're 3 back now.
Of, I get of
the,
what?
Of the Dodgers in the division.
You're not going to start doing this.
Oh, no, I'm just... So I'm just
but
you can say it if you like. I'm not. I don't feel it.
This is where we talked all about it yesterday.
It's June 2nd.
It's not realistic to think that the Giants are going to be able to win the division.
Okay. Now,
unfortunately, that's just the way it is.
But you wouldn't be mad if the greatest diehard that would not give up on that possibility yet. The Giants are not looking at the standings every time they go take the field, I'm sure. But Stein, they're going to try to play sound, fundamental baseball. But a fan, I don't Like, that's the fun of it until, you know, it grows the other way.
I don't think even the biggest diehard Giant fan, like, again, you could hold out hope that maybe they'll have an unbelievable season like they did in, what, 21?
Yeah.
But I don't think that's really in the cards. But I don't really think there are diehard Giant fans out there that haven't conceded that the way they're going to have to get to the postseason is likely through the wild card. Yeah. And maybe it's the best it's going to be is the second wild card, because the Padres are also very good. Yeah.
So are the Phillies, Donnie.
It's funny. So, you know, the boss sent us a text earlier today, and he's like,
Matt Nahegian.
Yeah.
Nahegian.
And he's talking about the Giants and whether or not they're meeting expectations, and whether or not they're still trying to figure something out, and which they've been doing for 4 or 5 years. Like, what?
What do you mean by that? Figure something out. Identify a star. Go get a star. Because Mike Trout, I believe, is available. And I was out on that, but Steiny, I know you mentioned, you, Shasky, and I were just talking about him. He could be the Giants' Jimmy Butler, maybe. I mean, when he's healthy, we know what he is. He needs a change of scenery. And I just think this team is hemorrhaging for a name, some substance, too. And Steiny, he's been hitting the ball. I got him on my fantasy team, so I'm just asking you, when the boss types that, how do you read that? How does the Steiny computer compute? Figure it out.
Well, I think if you look at the Giants the last several years, last 3 years, man, they have essentially been the same team. 81-81, 79-83, 80-82.
And no playoffs in those seasons.
And I think what the boss means, Nahegian means, is how do they break out of this 500 malaise that they've had for the last 3 years? They're a 500 team, essentially, for three straight years. And right now, since their 12-4 start, they're 21-23, which is 500. So I think the question he's asking is, how do you break this cycle from an 80-win team to a high 80-win team year? 80, you know, an 88-win team. And I think they thought, with Adamas and Verlander to a lesser extent, and Ramos taking another step, which it looks like he may have, Chapman as solid as he's been his entire career, his numbers always seem to end up around the same spot. But again, we don't talk a lot of Giants, but when we talk about the Giants right now, unfortunately, we're talking about them as they're in the middle of a 2-week stretch where they can't score runs. They haven't scored more than 4 runs in 15 games.
Okay, but what if I went one step further and said, Steiny, we're talking about a ball club that hasn't even made the wild card in 3 seasons.
Right. So you got to, how do you break through?
And I'm going to say this to Buster, because I feel like he did what he was supposed to early. 7 years, $182 million to Adamas. And you're right, Steiny. When it's all said and done, maybe he ends up where he normally is. But right now, that's the rat on the table, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Now, it's a team-wide offensive slump. And you know, again, it's just me, Steiny, but like Lamont Wade Jr., I know he got hit, nothing broke. So, but I'm just like, man, it just feels like a bunch of guys cannot get the big hit with runners in scoring position. And last night, another night, what, 1-for-12? Like, that's a lot. That's bigger than a small sample size, you know? But I'll give it to you on the 2 weeks. You said we don't talk about them much, and now we're in the midst of talking about them when things are going bad. But if you allow me to, since the 107 or however many they won a few years back and lost to the Dodgers, I just want the team to be exciting. And I don't think they are right now. And Webb, how would you, I know up against it, Steiny, how would you feel if you're Webb? He's a modern day Matt Cain now.
How would I feel if I'm Webb?
Your ass off, and, you know, nobody's doing it on purpose. The hitters are sick, but Jesus. Robbie Ray, all of them.
888-957-9570 is the number. So Nahegian says feels like we've talked about the same thing about the Giants for 3 years. And he wants to know, when are they going to get it right? But, wow, what could they have gotten right? Sign a few more big-name free agents? Like, when are we going to learn that maybe big boy free agent hitters don't want to come here? Mm. Or hitters don't want to come here? But I'm going to take the opposite side today as it relates to the Giants. 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants a third of the way through the season. They're not hitting right now, but they're hanging in there, and they're right there with the third wild card. Is it good enough for you? How you feeling about this team? 888-957-9570. We'll be back to talk more about it the other side.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.